Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
I gotta admit, man, the Steelers, they took a bunch of players I love. So I all of a sudden can't start saying a bunch of nasty things about the Steelers. More on the Pacers series that's to come on Sunday. More on that coming up at 7 o'clock. So we're gonna play a snippet of audio. I'm in a weird space here because, so we talked about this, how long ago was this, like 6 weeks ago, this ProMat conference?
This was when you were in Disney, I believe.
Okay,
when the conference actually took place.
So there was a ProMat conference, which is a what, an analytics conference, Anthony? Is this like the one of the
it's
big ones?
It's a logistics conference.
Oh, that's it, okay.
It's the big daddy of them all, they say.
Yeah. Okay. So Deion Sanders was one of the keynote speakers there, one of the people, and according to this, Marshall Green on Twitter, he had said that they were praying for the Giants to take his son, Shador. But Deion said that that was a lie. Deion himself tweeted that that was a lie. Everybody else called this guy a liar. Then yesterday, is this yesterday this audio came out?
I believe so, yeah.
So apparently there's a video. Guys, the video, like, cuts away. I don't even know if it's real. Can I just say this before we even play it?
Yeah, put your stamp of legality on it.
Because I don't know. I don't know what's real anymore.
Well, no,
I get
think
on
it's
Instagram.
Probably smart to
guys,
say,
we
have no clue if this is a real thing or this is
like
generated.
We just
or what.
Have to say this.
It's, but Mitch it's, made the call that we have to play the
but
audio.
He did say you must play it, and if you don't.
I'm telling you guys right now, it's a matter of time before somebody who's an athlete or somebody in sports has something waged against them on an AI trick. I mean, you get on Instagram now, and it's all AI videos. So we're only, I'm telling you, like in the next year, there's going to be something that's like, no, I didn't do that, that's AI. Yes, he did. No, I didn't do that, that's AI. I'm telling you right now, scares the bejesus out of me. So apparently, Deion had said that they were praying for the Giants to take his son. So I don't even know if I want to play it, but I guess I'll take it with a grain of salt. Do we want to play it? Do we want to play it, or do we not want to play it?
Well, I think as long as we say we have no clue if this is actually legitimate.
I don't know if that counts.
And again, if it doesn't end up being legitimate, it's on Mitch because he implored us to play
Mitch
the clip.
Well,
I don't want to get Mitch in trouble.
Well, that's the whole thing. He stuck his neck out on the line
for
this clip.
Mitch is willing to take the heat.
Then I really don't want to play it. I'm
then
serious.
He tripled down oddly before the show, and it was like, dude, we get it.
You know what?
We get it. Play the clip.
You know what? Don't play that. Play the Boomer Esiason clip because I know that that's real. Boomer Esiason, he said that teams took Shador Sanders off their boards for one specific reason. Hit it.
Daddy from no, because I say that.
This is not the clip.
Cleveland, Lord, thank you. What'd you say?
Cleveland.
Praying for the Giants. Right? Yes, we are.
Yeah. Boomer sounds a lot like Deion.
Okay,
it
damn it. We'll get to the Esiason clip in a bit. Damn you. All right, I don't care if it's real. I don't care if it's fake. Let's call it what it is. Whether he said it or whether he didn't say it, if he did say it, if he did feel that way, I'm sure he probably did. I would imagine he did. Let's call it what it is, guys. It has become a tradition that players have not been too thrilled about being taken by the Cleveland Browns. I remember Matt Miller some years ago. I heard from three other guys out of the possible top 10. They don't want to go to the Cleveland Browns. Like, yeah, no bleep. No kidding. That's part of it. It's up to the Browns to change that. I can only defend so much. Like, when you come to Cleveland, like, yeah, we have a tendency to dig our hooks in you. There's a lot of guys who have come to Cleveland and they thought it was going to be a stop in their life, and they blink and they're here 25 years later. I mean, sorry, look at Peterlin. Peterlin did not plan to stay in Cleveland his entire career. Guess where he's going to stay? We got you. I'll call it what it is, Tone. So we have a tendency to do that.
I tried to leave many times.
He did. He's from here, and he tried to leave.
Man, I had that meeting in L.A.
It is on.
What could have been?
It is. See, you had a real meeting in L.A. You just lied to everybody about me in Milwaukee. That's the difference. Ain't going to say anything about another city. Either way, there is a situation there that I don't care. Because I'll tell you this. I see it through brown and orange colored glasses. I would be extreme. I'd be over the moon. I'd be almost like Tyrese Halliburton's father.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
If my son were good at sports and good at football and got taken by the Cleveland Browns, I care very much about Anthony. I care very much about Owen. I have a feeling that Mace Dogg will be a good athlete. I have a feeling that, well, obviously we know that Owen's kids are good athletes. If somehow they ended up getting taken by the Cleveland Browns, I'd be overjoyed and over the moon. But if I were from where he is from, where if I were from Dallas, yeah, I'd be trepidatious. I'd be worried. I would try to look at it as a from a business standpoint, and I would try to look at it and say, all right, if my son is good, I know the Browns are a lot of things. They're not cheap. They will pay and probably overpay for my son's services. Like, if I look at it from a business standpoint, if we're just calling it what we are and taking our headphones off and telling the truth here to everybody, if I were to rank the teams I'd be upset with, number one would be Cincinnati. I'd be far happier if my son were taken by the Pittsburgh Steelers or Baltimore Ravens. I'd be far happier if he were taken by those teams than I would the Cincinnati Bengals. Because I know that if he is really, really good, it's going to be tooth and nail fighting like crazy. But I also know that if I only get blessed if I have the choice. And at that time when Deion allegedly said this about praying for the Giants, he thought he had a choice. They thought they had a choice. You get to day three in the fifth round, I'd be happy if anybody took my son.
Right.
I'd be happy if the Bengals took my son after what I just said. I'd be happy about the Browns, everybody. Things change. So I think they're probably just thankful that they didn't have to go through the embarrassment of falling out of the draft altogether. I think they're probably thankful for that, even though they would have their choice if they really wanted to. And now he's going to a place, and clearly he's trying to do some things here that is going to get the Browns fans on his side, where he's showing videos of them running up hills in the greater Cleveland area a couple of days after the draft.
I mean, think about this. Shador, it has been almost commonly now accepted that he failed these job interviews.
Yes.
That he failed it, that he didn't do the right work, the representation wasn't there, didn't know what he was getting himself into, which is crazy considering his dad. You'd think his dad would have the connections and being in the NFL and working in media around the NFL for many years. But now every day from here on out is a job interview with the Browns. Nothing is being gifted to him. And we can talk about his jersey sales and what a big deal that is. That's fine. But if the guy comes out and he can't draw plays you know, during minicamp, right? If he is already considered just a fifth round pick, maybe an elevated fifth round pick because of where he's at, he has to know that every time he looks over his shoulder,
yeah,
they've got a guy that the Browns actually did have conviction on. A guy that was overdrafted by the Browns and Dylan Gabriel that the Browns feel better about than probably most of the NFL. So they used an asset that can at times be used on a quarterback that you really do fall in love with. And that was Dylan Gabriel. And yet, Shador kept falling. He kept slipping. So every day, including yesterday at the gym downtown in the flats, okay, it's all part of the job interview now. And so he has to understand that, regardless of whether you want to be here or not.
Because even though he's a fifth, you were so right about that, because I know that he got drafted, but he's a fifth-round pick. That's part of the – he's actually re-interviewing with the Browns now as far as showing up to Browns Fit, which is owned by, what, a Cleveland Brown player? And David Njoku – doesn't David Njoku own part of that?
It's a licensing thing.
How's that work?
Thing,
okay. But... okay. I didn't know. Sorry, I thought that he was connected to it. I apologize. So there's a licensing there to it, clearly. He shows up in town. He's running the hills in town. He's excited about it. There's all this that's there for Shador Sanders. This is part of the interview. So you can roll your eyes all you want, but this is what he's trying to do to impart himself on Browns fans to show that, hey, I'm serious. I can do this here. I can actually play this game. What's been said about me over these last few months is totally untrue, totally unethical, and I'm going to show everybody here during the rookie mini camp and then during the offseason or during training camp and getting ready for the season. That's what he has to do. That's what he's tasked to do. So if these are the first steps, these are the logical first steps, because more of these stories are going to end up coming out. And Deion didn't want to – not a lot of dads who are outside of Cleveland want their sons taken by the Cleveland Browns.
I'm
it's
sure,
been 20 years
right.
of a little bit of
Kenny,
fun, but a lot of futility.
I'm sure C.J. Stroud and his family – Houston wasn't the first pick they'd want to go. I'm sure Jaden Daniels and his family, I can guarantee you nobody was thrilled if you had your pick of teams to go to Washington with all the turmoil and the end of the Snyder fiasco.
Yeah.
And you know what?
Yeah.
It can work out. It can work out. And guys, any city in the NFL, it can work out, believe it or not. That's why people love the NFL, because they truly believe it can happen, and you see it happen in places.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.